It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Even with blinkers, it would be difficult not to recognize that Barbados has a persistent and major cybercrime problem. A variety of information about ordinary citizens has been repeatedly compromised at the government and private sector levels. In addition, we are seeing more scams, Blessing Circles, DKY, and many, many others. And these ransomware and scam events are persistent. The situation has led to cybercrime experts at a just-ended conference at Marriott and Turtle Beach Hotels, concluding with a recommendation that Barbados establish a ministry dedicated to combating cybercrime. And Caribbean countries have been sent a warning that the all-vital tourism industry, which is the main source of foreign exchange earnings for many of these countries, could be at risk if comprehensive national and regional cybercrime strategies are not designed and implemented as a matter of urgency. The two-day conference or summit for members of the private sector, police, court, and the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution and other related public sector agencies heard from leading regional experts, including Neil Hines, consultant instructor with Digital Technology and Services LLC, Edward Millington, head of Carisec Global Inc., and Dr. Stephen Boyce, a former expert with the FBI who was representing Magnet Ecosystems. The audience, including Acting Justice Donna Babb Agar, Acting Director of Public Prosecution Alison Seal, and Deputy Police Commissioner Erwin Boyce. And yes, Blockchain Business was there to present on cryptocurrency pros and cons, including frauds and scams. Dr. Boyce recommended separating law enforcement's use of technology like digital forensics apart from investigating and responding to cybercrime incidents. He is arguing they both require their own financing and leadership. Dr. Boyce wants to see a separate Ministry of Cybersecurity to educate the public, work with the private sector, and protect and defend critical Barbadian infrastructure like the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, the Supreme Court, the Barbados Revenue Authority, and even the police service, which reportedly has had its website hacked. Neil Hines told Blockchain and Business Protection of Tourism, the Caribbean's leading foreign exchange earner, is required. International cybercrime not only may affect regional tourism and investment, but may use the Caribbean as a conduit to compromise the industrialized G7 countries. Blockchain Business is paying increasing attention to cybercrime as it relates to blockchain technology investment and cryptocurrency. Although cryptocurrency may not be a major issue for Barbados, research from Chainalysis shows it is a growing concern in industrialized countries. We agree with Neil Hines that training, and education are as key to protection against cybercrime, scams, and frauds as it is to getting the experience in investing financially for the future today. Neil Hines and Edward Millington have made the point that information technology staff are not cybercrime specialists or cybercrime experts. Both experts have said they are available to offer the training and strategic support vulnerable governments and businesses need. The audience was informed about some of the latest tools and strategies adopted by institutions such as the FBI to protect against and catch cybercriminals. At Blockchain Business, we hope you will catch up with us every Friday and Monday on Voice of Barbados at 5 p.m. for news you do not get anywhere else. And consider joining our streamed social media edition and discussion on Blockchain Business every Sunday at 3 p.m. when you hear more, much, much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.